And that's all.
What the fuck were you doing?
Welcome. I think it's so funny after doing so many of these. I still get surprised by the fact that I'm supposed to say my name when it says my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm not very well rehearsed.
No, but...
at life.
Certainly things have changed since we started doing this. Come on.
Well, yeah, we had a postal vote.
Dick.
Well... yeah, the T-shirt that I was wearing in the last episode.
No.
My Ben 10 T-shirt.
No.
He's a Cartoon Network character.
Yes.
Yep. So, what day was that we recorded?
Monday.
Okay. So, I wore that to my gig on Sunday. I slept in it on Sunday night. I had a shower on Monday. Put the same shirt back on.
Oh, you didn't shower with a shirt on?
No.
No.
Came to the podcast.
Yeah.
Went out for dinner.
So, don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show. Yeah. Means don't worry about the smell. It's just the star of our show.
Took it off to sleep that night.
Yeah.
Put it back on the next day.
Yeah.
When's that? Is that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yep. Wore it to bed that night. Oh, changed it on Wednesday.
Have you washed it since? Or are you just going to kind of leave
it? It just fell apart.
Or are you just going to leave it out for 3 or 4 days and assume that means it's clean? I haven't worn it for 4 days.
Just dry shampoo it. Is that what the girls do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
dry shampoo. I've got the dry shampoo for my dog.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You just like spray him and then brush him. He hates it.
Does he?
Yeah, because as soon as I do that to him, he goes to find a dead rabbit to roll in.
Luckily, that's gross.
Luckily, I've got 5 or 6 dead rabbits just in the backyard.
Hookers?
Monday,
rabbits.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
There's what smelly ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, hookers? Yeah,
on
rabbits.
Monday, he's got Friday in his mind. No. If I don't respond...
It's Tuesday. Rabbits Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
So how are you?
I'm good, buddy.
That's good.
I'm good. Dom, you're only on 3 hours sleep.
I think I'm probably closer to 3.5.
So oh, let's well, not, let's yeah. not split.
I had rabbits. It's very bunny. I mean, it's not enough.
I'm just trying to mix the mitosis up.
Oh, very good.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, you got me.
Yep.
There's not a lot of rabbit puns in the world.
No?
No. Well,
all right, Warren. Move on.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Three and a good film.
Down the rabbit hole?
Just rabbit hole. Nicole Kidman.
Right. Have you seen the physics ones? There's two. There's down the rabbit hole. There's like
Nicole Kidman?
No. There's, you know, it's kind of like a documentary where a whole bunch of wacky quantum physics professors get together and start talking about, like, you know, what possibilities are available in the universe if you apply certain rules of physics. So if you're like me and you...
I do like you.
Well, if you are like me, which you're not, but you might be in this one way, and you don't know a lot about science particularly, or English language as it would appear, it's quite fascinating because you sit there, you're watching it going, oh... is this twitching my eye because I've had too much coffee today, or is it because I really don't understand what's going on?
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
it's really fun. And there's a
who are they famous physicists? Like funky, you know, Brian Cox type?
Cole Medina. I don't think. No, because this was the first one came out when you and I were living together in the place we lived together, the only place we ever lived together. Surrey Hills.
Surrey Hills.
Mm-hmm. 50 Croydon Road.
Whoa. Good rememberings.
3127.
Yes, I would never have got that, but when you say it out loud, I get it.
There we go.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Given that I'm not an aficionado on whether physicists are famous or not.
Yeah, but some of them are.
You know, when
Stephen Hawking, Brian Cox,
they
famous weren't, physicists.
They weren't in this.
Right.
Yeah. But,
celebrity physicist.
Like
Nigella Lawson, celebrity chef. I love Nigella.
Yeah, she has a certain way of stirring a pot.
She has a certain way of stirring my pot. I'll give you the drum.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get regular reports on Nigella and Hurricane Nita from Jade.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
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 What kind of reports?
She watches Nigella on a one night it's on the TVs. Yeah. Whatever night it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was getting, because I don't have a TV connected to the outside world, I was getting reports from her on what she was doing next. What she was cooking.
What an interesting relationship.
Emergency chocolate brownies.
Aren't all chocolate brownies emergency?
It's an emergency if you don't have them.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
And when you realise they're there, there is a state of emergency that you enter into because it's like, they're not in me. I need to get them in me.
I cannot have junk food in the house. I love potato chips.
Yeah, okay.
And I think about them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even forget that they're there. Because on my drive home from work, I'm picturing them in the pantry.
Oh, so you're not as bad as me. Because I picture them in my mouth. I'm not even joking. Last Saturday between the hours...
You and Nigella's brownies in your mouth.
Between the hours of...
I think that's how it's pronounced.
1 a.m.
Yes.
And 6 p.m. on Sunday, I ate... just over a kilo of peanut M&Ms. You need a better system.
I know, I've got to put silent tracks in between, like I do with the...
Yeah.
But I forget, because life and is busy.
In addition to that consumption of confectionery, I had 2 bags of the Safeway own brand barbecue flavoured corn chips. They're supposed to be healthy. Well, they're 3-star healthy, which I don't mean think that's very healthy at all. Well, I figured I'd need some fibre as well.
Corn chips, are they fibre?
Oh, there's some fibre in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ate 2 cobs of corn for dinner last night.
The cobs? Or the corn cobs. Bits?
Yeah, the corn.
Yeah. That's all for dinner.
2 corns on the cob.
Yeah, okay.
The corn contained on the outside thereof. Is that clear enough for you? When did you become a physicist?
When you buy corn on a cob, do you buy it by weight? Is that how you... Having never bought... If it's not already dried and ready to become popcorn or popcorn, I can't ever see the point of eating corn.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
No, it's not, because it's not popcorn. Yeah.
But it's got all the... Oh, man, you're missing out.
Yeah, it's got all the crap that you don't want. You want the popcorn bit. You want the popped.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's so good.
See, I've eaten just 2 cobs of corn. But it's been 2 bags of cobs corn popcorn.
I had Subway for lunch yesterday. I haven't had Subway for ages. I'd forgotten how much I like it.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, what did you have?
Veggie delight.
Oh, right.
Not the patty. Just basically, I had a salad roll.
Ah, right. Did you?
And then I ruined it by having mayo and sweet chili sauce on it.
Yeah, I like their wraps.
Hate their. Oh, the wraps are good. It meant the flatbread.
Oh no.
Flatbread bad.
Oh.
No, I didn't like it.
It's bread. I love bread.
Nah, it's weird and squishy and spongy.
Yeah, I'm a carnivore.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm. Big time. Mm-hmm. I had sushi for lunch today. Mm. Yeah, but after a foot-long Subway, I decided that I didn't need anything else for dinner, so I had, 2 cups of corn. With butter and salt. And dip.
We really weird, aren't we?
No, why?
Well, I ate chocolate and chips for a day.
Mm.
And then the next day, I hung out with you and drank beer all day. I didn't eat any food other than actual fried potato chips at the 2-3 pubs we were at.
Oh, yeah, that was that day. That was a good day.
Oh, yeah, and then I went to... Yeah, so... I had less than 4 hours sleep, so I can't actually speak. I think it's because of last Sunday and Monday.
No, it's not. Yeah. I mean, ridiculous. It's not how life works.
Well, I don't know how life works.
Have you heard of a podcast called The Infinite Monkey Cage?
No.
It's a BBC podcast, and it's Brian Cox and...
he's that famous physicist.
And...
It's hard to say.
I can't think of the guy's first name. Ince. He's a comedian. I-N-C-E.
Spider?
that was...
Sorry. Oh, hey, Mark.
Brian Cox and Simon Ince? It's, I can't... No. Anyway.
What's another word for Simon Ince?
It's like Simon Eyes, but we don't say that in Australia. You get your car Simonised.
Oh.
See, that's a gag I could make, but you wouldn't understand it.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
So, another word for Simon Ince is turtle wax, is what I would have said. If only I knew what Simon Eyes was.
The old oriental car manufacturer. Simon's cars. Anyway, this... Infinite Monkey Cage, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, it's very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. This is back to Down the Rabbit Hole. They explore, so it's Brian Cox and Robert Ince.
Hey. There we go, well done.
He's a, like so many comics, he's actually very, very clever. Like you kind of need to be to have that switched on comic brain a lot of the time. He gets a lot of stuff under the guise of I don't understand anything you're saying. Mm. So and therein lies the comedy. And it's done with a studio audience and they have a guest on as well. It's really interesting.
This is actually filmed in front of a studio audience as well. They're just incredibly well behaved and are gaffer taped up.
Much like the rabbits in Dobbs' backyard. Hawkers.
Yeah. No, they're stapled.
What?
Have you ever stapled a rabbit to a fence?
What are you talking about?
Neither have I.
What are you?
Just check, it was a trick question.
What about.
Do you own a staple gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I own two.
You own two.
I've got.
Do you go double. Have you got a holster?
I've got an electric one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a manual one. You know, you crank it, it gets the power in it. And then you crank it again. Yeah. I love using mine. I'm trying to think of all kinds of things. I've never stapled a rabbit to a fence, nor will I.
What's wrong? Use your words. What happened?
What's with an electric one do? How does that work? Help me.
What?
Rhonda?
What do you mean?
So you push a little button instead of going ka-chunk.
Yeah. They go deeper and harder.
It explodes everything.
Yeah.
I've heard that about.
Electrical things.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, cool.
Here's what I was going to ask in relation to your question about stapling rabbits to fences. What do you think about catch and release fishing as a sport? I'm framing the question in such a way that tries to dictate your answer, but not with you because you're too bright for that sort of thing.
As a sport, it's an interesting one. I guess I prefer to like be game hunting and
why?
Well, the idea that something could still survive I like.
Often they don't.
Well, okay, this just sounds like you have far more experience or understanding of the topic than I do. I mean, I would assume that catch it and you release it and
but you catch it by virtue of it having a hook in its mouth and...
Yeah.
Who'd want that shit in the
As lights? A general rule, any kind of sport or entertainment that involves animals, I'm not into.
Hmm.
Right. I just think there's plenty of other shit you could do. I'm up for... hunting to eat as a functional thing. Like,
sure.
I live in the wilderness, I'm going to shoot a deer I will live off that for the next 3 weeks. Sure. The whole thing, it's duck season, I'm going to shoot ducks. Man, just get a fucking Nintendo and play Duck Hunt. Like, I...
Careful how you pronounce that.
I think it's probably appropriate to call people that if they decide to go shooting ducks.
Always.
I don't think that... encapsulates a judgment you can have over someone's entire life, but it's in the sense of if you do this, then you're an idiot or an asshole. I think you can still be a relatively decent person. And
I bet it spills over into other parts of their life, though.
Just like people who smoke litter more than people who don't.
I was going to ask you about smoking today as well.
Because it's like that, and throwing a cigarette butt on the ground, it's just so natural for smokers to do. Not all smokers, of course.
Not all smokers.
But many. And what I've observed in smokers who will just throw their cigarette butt on the ground is that they throw anything on the ground.
That's not bad.
There's no distinction in their mind. Mm. And that's
we had this conversation? We have.
Not in here.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Do I have to go listen to 25 hours worth of us talking to just...
Well, now herein lies an interesting point. I think I mentioned maybe two episodes ago that I'd had some feedback that a friend of ours didn't have to listen to any of the episodes anymore because the show notes was... detailed enough that she felt like she knew everything that was coming up. And when I was writing the show notes for the last ep...
Does she also take the approach to, like, I don't have to wear these clothes because I know what they're made of?
Hmm?
Well, just like, oh, this is a 50% polyester, 50% cotton, so I know what it feels like, so I don't have to wear it.
I thought you were asking the question in a comedic way because you knew who I was talking about.
Oh, no.
And my brain went straight to fascinators.
Oh, well.
Because I thought you knew who I was talking
about. Well, right, now I do know who you're talking about, and there's now some non-functional clothing we can talk about.
And I realised when I went back and looked at some of the show notes from the old one, it's only about 5 or 6 lines, and it's gotten larger. I mean, the eps have probably got longer as well, but...
We cover all the
ground. No, that's not even true. So I deliberately cut back on the last one. But I'm wondering whether I reckon...
On behalf of someone who's definitely not going to listen based on the way she... she's not going to listen anyway.
She will, because I've told her she gets referenced. So she's going to have to go back and listen to...
We're going to have to reference her every episode from now on.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, but not by name.
No.
No.
Yeah, good.
Rhymes with harmonica.
And then I'll... and then I'll have to write... Oh, that's not what I was going to rhyme it with. So that I... Silly bunt. I was going to...
and I'll reference she'd be good celebrant.
I'll reference it in
she'd be great.
The show notes so she can check and see whether she's there or not, and then she'll have to listen.
I love it.
Pretty good. I'm going to do that with all our friends who don't listen. Anna in the UK, Jade, that's it. They're all going to get a Guernsey now. That's actually all three of them. Yeah. I am amazed at how many people still smoke. And really? How many young people still smoke?
Why?
And how many men smoke?
Why are you amazed?
Because I didn't think they did anymore.
Ah, right.
I thought it had gone out of fashion.
Now, are you amazed at the fact that people do it, or are you more amazed that you had a perspective that isn't being held up by the information that you're gathering?
Because I guess it's both.
Yeah. Because I'm amazed that given my chocolate consumption habits that I can't buy peanut M&Ms in 5 kilo bags. They should know that that's what I... They should know they should sell them loose leaf. at the supermarket where you can buy nuts or whatever by the kilo, I should be able to just go and buy it by the kilo.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's got to be...
Sorry. We're so abstract.
So what would be the rationale governing that decision? Because my cat's food that I get her online only comes, the largest it comes in is a 3.9 kilogram bag.
Yeah.
Which seems arbitrary at best anyway. But surely the fact that they don't sell it in bags any bigger than that is either because they don't think people would buy it or because they make more money from selling it in that being the biggest bag, which is still actually not very big. So I think it comes in a 1.2 or 3.9.
Oh, you're talking about the cat food?
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if you can get 5 kilo bags of peanut M&Ms at Costco.
Possibly. But with the cat food thing, I think there's probably a few things. For example, you can buy 20 kilo bags of dog food, but depending on the size of your dog, they will eat that much dog food, whereas your cat will eat that much cat food. depending on your cat, might think it's a dog. So in that case, a 3.9 kilo bag of cat food, which you could just happily walk out of a supermarket with, and let's say maybe you're not very strong, like your child size, child strength, you can just walk out with cat food, and that'll last a month, at least. And so equivalent. So I think maybe people, and also lots of people have cats, live in a smaller space than people have dogs. So perhaps they don't have huge space to store huge bags of cat food. Mm-hmm. But I still can't answer the M&M question.
No. When Sarah, living cat carer, was looking after my enormous animal,
show notes.
She, yes,
put her in the show notes.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, she has got a Costco card by virtue of where she works.
Yep.
And she loaded my house with large
Costco stuff,
large bags of stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like 1,000 rolls of toilet paper.
Well, now have I told this story? I am still using the toilet paper that she bought when she went to Costco.
You shouldn't still be using it. You should flush it.
I'm recycling.
I know that's how food works, but...
I know. Yeah. 2 corn cobs last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you won't be recycling that for a few days.
I've got news for you, dude.
Oh, really?
It's back.
Wow.
It's back already. I am super healthy. I got a super fast transit system.
Or not.
They should farm me out to...
Don't use fun.
PTV.
Don't use the word fun.
Public Transport Victoria. Super fast transit system. SPT.
Wow.
SPTS.
If you could excavate...
Which also stands, by the way, for Steve Vigona Transsexual.
Oh, of course.
Which he's not, but if he was, he'd be SPTS.
I mean, you're only really a small part in the Rocky Horror Picture Show away from being a transsexual.
Who? Me?
That's a terrible film. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is a terrible film.
I've never been able to watch it in one sitting.
Not good. Tim Curry is excellent.
He is.
No one else is.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, what's his name who wrote it is?
But...
Not Ed Harris. What's his name? O'Brien. Richard O'Brien.
Richard O'Brien. Yeah, he's probably not hammy enough. It's like Beyonce. I just don't get it.
Wow, there's a Venn diagram I didn't expect we were going to explore
things
today.
Things Dom doesn't get. Rocky Horror Picture Show, Beyonce, and 440 gram boxes of peanut M&Ms.
Just 440 boxes of peanut M&Ms.
No, I get that.
I don't like peanut M&Ms.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's great for me.
I don't like it. No, because people bring them to the gig and I don't like them.
Thanks. Bring them to my gig. You'll be welcome.
I like normal ones very much indeed. And I like crispy.
Yeah, they're great.
But I'd still do... Do you know in Japan, there's more than 100 varieties of Kit Kat?
Speaking of toilets...
Oh yeah, I've still got to get one.
Yeah,
can't believe it was 3 years ago I was in Tokyo.
100 varieties of Kit Kats?
Yes,
what are they
dude.
Called in Japan?
They've just got all sorts of different ones. They're still called Kit Kats.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's not Korea.
Right, okay. Yeah. They're big dog cats.
Have you ever seen the cartoon Cat Dog?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember the song?
No.
I can sing it.
Go on. You're good at singing.
I can't remember it either. I'm good at singing.
You've still got it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Paul.
Thanks.
Mark, he doesn't.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, Paul. I want to talk about that. Could we talk about that? Do you want to hit the...
Yeah. Which one shall I go with?
Whatever you like, mate.
Let's see. All right. No?
Maybe not.
Oh, come on, dude. Okay, I know. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney concert.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, out of nowhere. So, about a month ago, I got a message through Facebook saying, do you like the Beatles? From a friend of mine who I've known pretty much since high school, but very rarely see, and who she lives now in Wollongong. And he's kind of followed my original music stuff. So whenever there's been a CD, she sort of like jumped on board and got it and then sent me a lovely message saying, this is very good. But we don't see each other very often or hang out or anything. She said, do you like the Beatles? I was like, yep, absolutely. Are you going to Paul McCartney? I was like, no, I couldn't afford to.
How much were tickets? If that's not a gauche question, given the context of the story.
I don't know. I think the cheapest were about 190 or something like that. And we have spoken about this on the podcast before, about I just kind of go, like when I wanted to see Katie Lang, I'm like, I really want to see Katie Lang.
Yeah.
But $200, like, and at that time it was a night off too, so it was, $400, $500.
Yeah. This so, taking a night off.
Yeah, this so happened to be on a Tuesday as well. Well done, Paul, for having a gig on an off night.
Irish Rebels Tuesday.
Also, but at the soccer stadium, so booking it when it's not booked to host a soccer match or rugby. Anyway, not the point. Got the message. No, I can't afford to go. I can't. And then her message back was, I can't go anymore. Do you want the tickets? And of course, then it was ensuing back and forth. Are you serious / crazy? Surely you can sell them. Blah 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 blah. You know. And effectively, her message back was, no, I'd like to give them to someone who will appreciate it. You know. And in that in itself, I felt quite honoured that she thought I would appreciate it, and quite rightly so. But it's nice when people think of you in a way that you think is admirable, so that's nice. And then she said, who will you take, like a lucky lady or someone? I was like, yeah, I would take my mum, of course. Like, and of course, because my mum and dad's first date was to see Hard Day's Night.
Oh.
And their second date, because apparently I'm getting the whole story the other night when we were at the show, but they went and Dad said, did you enjoy that? And you know, Dad's 15, Mum's 13. And she said, yeah, that was great. He said, do you want to see it again next week? So they went back.
Aww.
A week later. Without the Beatles.
There was no Xbox back then.
Without the Beatles, we wouldn't be here now.
Goodness me.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be. You might be here with someone else.
Nah.
Brian
no
Italiano.
Fucking way, man.
But, point being, so I often do it, like maybe twice a year I'll take mum somewhere as a surprise to see a show, like or you know, a concert or something. And so this was another one of those things. I said, I want to book you on this night. And she said, where are we going? Of course, like she always does. And I said, it's a secret, I'm not telling you. Anyway, no one knew until the Tuesday, and I kind of secretly told my dad, and I think he was kind of a bit like,
yeah, you know. I bet he was.
Hey,
did he ever tell you the story about?
He's not Ringo, but fair enough. And so we're driving up to Melbourne, and you know, every now and then she's like, "So where are we going?" Trying to trick me, and then I did kind of a lap, you know, around the place trying to look for a car park. She's like, "Well, we're not going to the tennis centre. We're not going here. We're not going." She had no idea until we got almost to the venue, and she saw someone with a Paul McCartney scarf and lost her shit. Like, crying, had to sit down, had to have a drink.
Best!
Like, and then, of course, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill my mum. Like, my brother and sister are going to kill me. They're going to lose their permanent babysitter. Because she was as close to having a fit as I've ever seen her.
Magnificent.
And then for literally the next 5 hours, it was probably one of the most, it was the most enjoyable 5 hours of my life, watching my mum in this place, because the seats were crazy good, like on the floor.
Wow.
Very, very close. And my mum just, you know, being 13, you know, and then the fireworks. And so as far as it went as a show, it kind of, I mean, it covered every base. So where you think it might've been lacking in one area, it was totally made up by the screens and the sound and then the stage setting. And, you know, when he plays Blackbird, he comes out to the front and this like elevates him up, and there's a screen and a bird flying away. Like, it's just so well done. Such great consideration to also the fact that, well, a lot of people are going to be in their 60s and 70s as well, so give them a chance to sit down every six songs. You know,
right.
So like, rock it out, chill it out, rock it out. It was just so well done. But it was just, like, I showed that video of my mum at the end and all the confetti coming down and her just looking up. I was like, oh, it just looks like she's a little kid.
Yeah.
And it was,
she was totally mesmerised by the whole thing.
It was the best. And I have no way of really be able to describe to my friend how awesome that was. And the fact that if she hadn't have been so generous, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had that. So it was just, yeah, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
And
dude, that's,
yes,
such
the
a
concert
great story
was great, right? But taking my mum, I just don't think there's anyone else on the planet that could have reacted the way she did. It was just so great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. So all the craziness that I'm feeling right now, like I haven't slept. I think it's all wrapped up in this week of
yeah, right.
Of that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been
you feel good though, aside from no sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
It's been yeah. Like I say, is yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to the last 2 months where it wasn't good.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It started with the M&Ms, so I think it's just keeping the blood sugar up.
We are at the Angler's Tavern. Did
yeah.
we say that?
Yeah.
In Maribyrnong. Which is a small conurbation on the outskirts of the Melbourne CBD.
I didn't find out what Dutagulla meant.
Oh. Mm.
I will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can tweet it.
I could.
Yeah.
Mm. From Twitter.
Yeah. At TRC Tour.
I've tried. Out of all the platforms, that one, it's a bit of a jerk off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massively.
Out of all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It doesn't have the...
To be honest, I don't even actually understand how to use it properly.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I've been... So we're at the Angler's Tavern. We were about to do a gig. So it's Saturday afternoon for this Thursday, which is hopefully when you're watching this. I don't know. Hopefully, whatever. The show comes out on a Thursday.
Yes.
We're recording on a Saturday because I'm tied up next week.
No, you don't have to tell us in detail what you're going to be doing.
So we'll be doing a gig in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's going
to
be good.
So we need to pack up shortly and go and set up. But gig, tweeting. Yep, no, Angler's. Lost it. Okay. I was there and then I lost it.
I didn't realise it was
I know, I remember. Yeah. I've been catching up on podcasts from a Canadian journalist I've become acquainted with over the last few years, a guy named Mitch Lafon.
He's the rock guy.
Yeah, so he was part of a Kiss-related podcast called Three Sides of the Coin, after the Ace Frehley song on Dynasty called Two Sides of the Coin. Or is that Unmasked? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's terrible. I should know this stuff.
Who?
Shut your mouth, you dirty dog.
No, I know who it is.
So they had these three hosts on this show, and then they had a bit of a falling out, and he left. He wanted to have more guests on the show, and and the other two wanted to just keep chatting amongst themselves.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
cool.
But they're not as much fun as us.
Okay.
So I understand why he wanted to get more guests.
We should do a podcast with him. Mitch Lafon.
It would have to be via Skype.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we could try that.
We could teleport. I know how to do that.
Okay. Well, you've kept that under wraps.
That's not what I know how to do.
Ah, what is it you know how to do?
Meditate.
Similar. Almost the same thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Transcendental masturbation? Is that what you... So, sorry, I thought you were Sting for a second. It's that plate you've got
Tantric.
In your lip. Tangential, I think you'll find.
I think,
yes.
This whole thing is...
Oh,
yes.
So...
And we're back.
I've been going back to listen to a bunch of podcasts that I hadn't got around to, and so they are from probably a couple of years ago, and I'm doing the catch-up. And I'm mentioned on... The last four that I've listened to, I'm mentioned by name because I contributed to a charity CD that he did
in
the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's funny to hear your name come through your stereo speakers.
I've never heard that. That, do you think that's why...
You do.
Jason,
you're on this every fucking week.
I don't have stereo speakers. Do you think that's why Jason Derulo puts his name in every song?
Isn't that weird?
It's great.
But it's such a thing now.
Yeah.
They all do it. Nicki Minaj.
What?
You heard me.
What is that?
She's the Anaconda chick.
I thought that was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. My Anaconda don't.
Yeah.
My Anaconda don't. My Anaconda don't.
Oh,
my
it's related.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
modern music.
Oh, pop culture. That's what I'm going to call you from
pop
now on.
Pop culture.
Grand pop culture.
I twigged just like 5 minutes in.
But Paul McCartney, he was amazing. 111 years old, I think he is.
75.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
But Ross Wilson's 70.
He's not 75.
Does that
and he didn't write any of those Beatles songs.
No, I know. But
he
wrote
some good shit, though.
But I was still pretty impressed when I went to see Ross Wilson. He's up there rocking out and doing his thing.
Yeah.
And we didn't play for 3 hours and 20 minutes. But anyway, apples and oranges. I'm sorry I brought it up. I wish I was dead. That's right. You don't like apples and oranges?
No, like you wishing you were dead.
Have you even ever eaten a kumquat?
Not initially.
You're such a dick. You never popped a kumquat in your mouth?
No. They don't start off that way. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the host was espousing
the... What the fuck do you do with your time? What? This is why you're so busy, because you just podcast.
Dude, I drive. Oh, yeah. I drive an hour and a half every day of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even that's on non-news days?
Yeah, pretty well.
You just have to.
I go somewhere else. No, I mean, certainly, no, the days when my car sits in the driveway all day and I wake up the next day and it's still in the same spot, I'm the happiest man in the world.
Oh, well, it's because you still got the same T-shirt on.
That's why. Well, yeah, I mean, I had a genuine day off this week. Like, I had loads of stuff to do.
Me too, Monday, yeah.
But not a pressing day. Like, I just ran a day of errands on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I was carefree. But, you know, I mean, I did stuff. I went and picked up a package to the post office, and I went to the bank and paid off my Visa card. And, like, you know, I know I went to the bank. Speaking of 111 years old.
Wow.
They have banks in 2017. Mm. It's nearly 2018.
Yeah.
What about that for a fact?
Almost made it.
What?
I'm always kind of a bit chuffed.
Are you?
To have gotten to the end of another year.
Given
how I usually feel, because I always go through the end of year blues.
I know you do, buddy. But thankfully you got those out of the way early this year.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's so... can you not trick your brain into not getting the end of year blues by just reprogramming it to understand that our frames of reference of time are completely arbitrary, and the end of the year is just like, if you just said fucking September was the start of your year, then that's when the end of year would be, and it wouldn't mean anything. It's an arbitrary construct.
Yes, you're absolutely right, but the issue with the majority of arbitrary constructs is that there is a general consensus that they are something, so you can't avoid them.
So I blame the Romans.
For the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for aqueducts. So, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Swings and wet roundabouts.
I think most ducks are aqueducts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you thought most ducks were Roman. That's a weird evolutionary construct.
Well, you know, they fly. They don't roam. Yeah. I mean, they're free, though. Yeah.
Well, when in Rome... do what the ducklings do. That's what I say. Should we go away?
You crack me up.
Well, I look calm on the surface, but I am furiously paddling underneath. Trust me.
I'll put that on the bill.
I'm not that sort of duck. You know that gag?
No.
Oh, the duck goes into the chemist and asks for a packet of condoms. He essentially put that on your bill, and he says, no, I'm not that sort of duck.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you can tell your mum that one.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
She'll like that, actually.
All right.
Yeah, it's not that far removed from the jokes that she loves. She loves those, you know, what do you call a man with a car on his head jokes.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to give the punchline?
I thought you ought to, just in case people didn't know.
Jack. Yeah.
So.
Car head.
We're going to go. I'm going to get a beer.
I'm going to...
Have you got another gig tonight?
Yeah.
Wedding?
No.
What? Oh, barking?
Yes.
Sarah?
No.
Oh.
Manny.
Oh.
Sarah got offered another gig.
Ah, so it was SSP?
Yeah.
I thought I looked at your calendar.
No,
and
it was.
That.
It was. And she did that thing of, so you know how I play in this band and occasionally get last minute gigs? Well, this is what the message was the other day. So I have to tell you this. Like, this is how just weird the world can be sometimes. So, we went to see the movie on Monday, you, myself, and Sam.
Sam.
And we decided we were going to go to the pub. And which pub did we decide to go to?
Yeah.
We went to the Clyde. Yeah, now, the Clyde is on Eldon Street in Carlton. And when I first moved to Melbourne when I was 19, I lived in Eldon Place, which is directly opposite the Clyde, right? And 15 years ago or so, when we all first met Sarah... you said, oh, I'm going to play at the Clyde with this girl, Sarah. You were filling in for Dan Tobias.
I was.
And do you want to come? And I said, yeah, it used to be my local. It's the first pub I went to in Melbourne, you know, literally when I was 19. And so that was the first place I met Sarah, like in that place. And I hadn't been there since that night, 15 odd years ago.
15 years ago.
Right. I parked the car out the front. I got my hand on the door, and I've got one of these watches that tells me when people call and ring. And my hand is on the door, and a text message comes up at that point in time from Sarah. Like, that's I was brilliant. Just totally freaked out. And this is when she was saying, "Hey, you know, I've got this. But I don't have to do the banking, but you know, what do you want me to do about it?" So I it was like, usually I would text back, but I rang straight away. Said, "You wouldn't believe where I am," and this told her the scenario. Awesome. It's like that thing when you call your mum and she goes, "I just picked up the phone to dial your number."
Yeah. It does happen, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. Yeah, I guess it makes sense that if you only know a certain amount of people, and chances are that you two people will be thinking about each other.
Yeah,
at the same
time. not in the story that you just told about Sarah, but there certainly is an element of confirmation bias to many of the things that we put down to be, "Oh my God, that's a fucking unbelievable coincidence."
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my Sarah Living Cat Carer sent me a Snapchat the other day, and I had just that earlier that morning been thinking about the fact that I hadn't seen her and Nico and the baby for ages.
Were you on the toilet at the time?
No, I wasn't. Wasn't the toilet paper thing. Anyway, huge bags of chips she stashed around my house. Like big Costco bags of salt and vinegar kettle chips.
Just randomly open up a cupboard every now and then and go,
"Oh yeah! Oh my God, so great."
Are they ever out of date?
No.
Fucking love them anyway.
Well, they weren't out of date, but even if they were, that would have been my reaction.
Do you like stale chips?
No.
Ah.
But they're never stale, dude.
What
best
about
before
stale,
dates.
Stale. Oh, no, not just best, but actually stale.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah. What about stale crackers? Like?
No.
Yeah, I like stale crackers, not chips. Yeah.
I mean, you'd make a good parrot.
That wasn't my best parrot. I'm parroting.
Yeah. No, I got it.
All right. We should go now.
I just don't try and climb on my shoulder as soon as this gets finished, will you? You're responsible for turning stuff off tonight. I barricaded myself in with chairs.
Well done, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Excellent job.
Thanks.
All right, we should...
Happy Thursday if you're watching this on Thursday. If not, switch it off immediately and watch the rest of it on a Thursday.
And you know what? Happy any day.
Oh, he's such a humanist. Five-star review, you fucks.
Matt's going to go off and do a solo podcast. It's called Five-Star Review, You Fox. Oh, speaking of foxes...
I'm actually going to do porn parody of The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Come on.
Will you have ears or a tail?
Both.
Exciting.
You should see my blaze.
Who's going to play Bogus Bunsen Bean?
I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't read it?
I can't remember. I mean, I've read it. Of course I've read it. Roald Dahl, but...
Up until my brother's kids were born, it was the only book he ever read.
Jeez Louise.
He said, "I read Fantastic Mr. Fox. There can't possibly be a better book on the planet." And I was like, "Yeah, that's probably a good point, actually."
I love Roald Dahl stories. Okay, come on, let's go. Right,
cool.
Let's go.
Bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron. And other one-syllable phrases.
Isn't it interesting how we say, "See you soon," which we won't. You'll be seeing us if you're watching, or if you're listening, you won't be seeing us either. But we still say, "See you soon." Is it weird?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, actually, goodbye now.
Okay. Goodbye now.
Cool. Hang on.